Now, I'm going to tell you why the media is terrified of Trump. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why the Democrats are terrified of Trump. Okay? I'm going to tell you why both things terrify. And the media and Democrats are one and the same. Sure. If you have a Sean Hannity who's part of the media, he's not a Democrat. But Anderson Cooper, it's George Stephanopoulos, NBC. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. The main newspapers, the main websites, Facebook, you can't listen. Facebook dominates the world, right? Facebook dominates the world. You can't get more liberal than Zuckerberg, all right? You can't get more liberal than Mark Zuckerberg. It's impossible. It's impossible. All right? It's impossible. So, let me explain to you why Democrats, liberals, media, why they are freaking out, why they don't want Trump. Every so you'll hear some of them say, oh, yeah, Trump's our dream candidate. Yeah, because look at his negatives. We'll destroy him. But some of the smarter, and I say this lightly because few of the people that I'm going to say I'm giving them too much credit for being the smarter, but the smarter ones like Van Jones or Axelrod, okay? They realize that Trump is the real threat. They realize that. They realize that Trump is the real threat. They know Cruz is your stereotypical conservative Republican. And he has a real ceiling. He has a real ceiling. He has real limitations that any conservative Republican will have. There will be no surprises with the electoral map. There will be no strategy that has to get reconfigured because he changes the way the map looks. It's your stereotypical conservative Republican, plain and simple. This state's in play. This state's not in play. This state's in play. That state. It will be, you know, five or six states that they will fight for. And Cruz will get annihilated. He will get annihilated because not only does he match up just like any conservative Republican would, but he'll get annihilated because the anti-Cruz movement, which will be created by the Trump supporters, will bury him even more. So instead of just losing like Romney lost and McCain lost, he will lose like Mondale lost and Dukakis. That's what will happen. And the media knows this. Democrats know that they want Cruz. They're begging for Cruz. And when you listen to people like Hugh Hewitt, this moron, go, no, Cruz, he can win. He's got the Hugh Hewitt, just a moron. You understand, a lot of these old-timers, Hewitt, Levin, these guys live in the they haven't been relevant since Reagan. Like Mark Levin worked in the Reagan era. He worked for Reagan. I mean, these guys haven't been relevant since the 80s. I mean, these guys have not been relevant for years. They haven't been in real politics. They've been sitting behind a microphone doing their talk show shtick. They haven't been out there. You know, yeah, they take calls. Bob, you're Bob from Mississippi. Go. That's their connection. They haven't been working campaigns. They haven't been in the trenches. So their mentality is still from the 80s. When you listen to Mark Levin talk about, if we just have a conservative, the people will come up. Man, things have changed since the 80s, you putz. Things have changed since the 80s. We had VHS. We had Beta in the 80s. You moron. If they just give us a conservative, if they just give us a true conservative, we would. No, no, you're wrong, you dumb putz. You're wrong. You're wrong. The evangelicals, more than half of them have gone for Trump. One of the most popular evangelicals, Joel Osteen. Handsome Joel. This guy loves Trump. He promotes Trump. So these guys are they're delusional. They despise Trump because he reshapes the Republican Party, and they don't want that. He reshapes the Republican Party. All of a sudden, the Republican Party is not what the Levins are telling everybody the Republican Party is. Hugh Hewitt, same thing. Sykes from Wisconsin, he said it. He would rather lose with Cruz, but know that the soul of the conservative movement is intact. The soul of the conservative movement is intact. Then have Trump, who's not a conservative. He doesn't follow the ideology of conservative orthodoxy. Now, I'm going to explain to you. I know. You said, Rob, explain to us. You tweeted to us. Why is the media afraid of Trump? Why? Explain to us. Let me explain to you. Right now, Hillary Clinton is in a fight of her life. If it wasn't for the superdelegates, if it wasn't for the rigged process, okay, if it wasn't for the rigged process, the Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders game would be a lot more dramatic than it is right now. It's dramatic right now, but it would be Republican dramatic. Remember, Right now, they're talking contested convention, even though Trump is the front runner, even though he's 300 delegates ahead, even though come New York, he could be 400 delegates ahead. After that East Coast swing, Trump could be 500 delegates ahead. He could be 500 delegates ahead. He could be, he could be 4 million popular votes ahead. And everybody's talking contested convention. He's not going to be the nominee. Here we are in the Democrat race, okay? And Bernie Sanders has won 7 of the last 8 contests. Remember, when you hear Cruz, Remember, when you hear Ted Cruz go, I've beaten Donald Trump in the last four contests. No, he hasn't. Okay? Utah and Wisconsin were real primaries. They were real situations where human beings voted. But the other two states, what, North Dakota and whatever other that state that he, maybe Colorado, I think. I'm not sure which state it was, but they don't have people that vote. They have backroom dealings going on. They got a bunch of people that are part of the Republican framework, the establishment, and they despise Trump. That's not winning. It's not going to Arizona and winning 500,000 people. That's not winning. So, no, Cruz hasn't beaten Trump in the last four contests. And if you look at Utah, he got crushed in Arizona. That night you had Arizona and Utah. Well, Arizona is bigger than Utah. Arizona has more people than Utah. Arizona's makeup of the general election is more in line with the broad spectrum of the American people. Not Utah. Not 70% of a state that's full of Mormons. Are you kidding me? Magic underpants? Get out of here. So Arizona nullifies Utah, and New York's going to nullify Wisconsin. So, again, states that Cruz wins, there's always a scheme to it. Utah, Mormons, Mitt Romney. You know, the whole magic underpants and golden book. Wisconsin. Scott Walker, talk radio, Paul Ryan, the entire anti-Trump movement. Texas, home state. I mean, the list goes on and on of the places that Cruz has won. And then go to the places that Trump has won the states that reflect more of the general electorate. Let's be honest. Okay, let's be honest. So, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton should be in the same place that the Republicans are, but they're not. They have superdelegates, so it doesn't matter how many delegates you win as far as voting goes, the American people. Ultimately, you've got backroom dealings going on. You have individuals that cast a vote, and that vote matters in the grand scheme of things as far as being the nomination, being the nominee, I should say, getting the nomination, being the nominee. If it was the Republicans, or if it was the way the Republicans elect their nominee, it would be a lot more drama right now, because Bernie Sanders has the momentum. He has the enthusiasm. He's won 7 of the last 8 or 6 of the last 7, whatever it is. Now, here's where it's key. 30% of the Bernie Sanders voters have said they will not vote for Hillary Clinton if she is the nominee. 30%. Now remember, it's always a big deal that Cruz people won't vote for Trump and Trump people won't vote for Cruz. You've never really had, as far as Democrats go, Obama supporters saying, oh, we won't support Hillary, and vice versa. It was always like, that may the best man and woman win. We'll all get together at the end. Sing kumbaya. Well, Bernie Sanders people are saying, hell no. we're not going to vote for Hillary. We'll just stay home. We'll just stay home. See the enthusiasm we have? We can't replicate this. We can't replicate. And that's what I said about celebrities that have come out for Bernie. My girl said, why does this person support Bernie, but in the past they supported Hillary? I said, well, because in the past, Hillary lost. They got excited. They got wrapped up in the Hillary-Barack campaign. They donated to Hillary. They stumped for Hillary. They did everything for Hillary. And then Hillary lost. Well, it's hard to replicate that enthusiasm 8 years later. You've already done those things. You've been there, done it. So now you see somebody new. You're still a Democrat. They're still a Democrat, but you see someone new. You see someone that you get excited about again. Now, maybe this time it will work out. Maybe it won't. But you have people that are supporting Bernie that are excited. And 30% of them said, guess what? I won't vote for Hillary if she becomes the nominee. And the more the supporters of Bernie hear that it doesn't matter what he wins or how many wins he gets, it's done because Hillary has the super delegates. She has the delegates of the backroom members of the party that have already said, Hillary's our girl, Hillary's our choice, Hillary's our woman, regardless. And unless she gets indicted or killed, we will not flip. We will not flip. So the more the Bernie supporters hear this, the more they're going to get disenfranchised. The more they hear that no matter how much winning Bernie does, no matter how much winning, no matter how many states, no matter how many delegates he gets from the American people, it doesn't matter. Because if super delegates don't come to him, Hillary wins. So Hillary could lose. Hillary could lose the popular vote, but still win because of the super delegates. That's not going to sit well with Bernie supporters. That's not going to sit well with a whole bunch of people that are being promised free college and free health care and free bicycles and free cars and free ham sandwiches and free nose rings and free dye to color their hair purple. It's not going to sit well with these individuals. And 30% of them are going to leave. Now, that scares Democrats and that scares the media. It scares them because Trump has the enthusiasm. Hillary doesn't. Trump is getting those people out to vote and Hillary is not. So when you start talking about, oh, the negatives and Latinos that aren't going to vote for Trump, you have to put in perspective the 30% that say they will not vote for Hillary. They'll stay home. So you got to put that in perspective. So Democrats and pundits like Van Jones and Axelrod who go, you know, Trump is the most dangerous candidate as far as beating Hillary. Don't let the negatives, don't let all these things fool you. Now, here's the other piece of this puzzle that freaks Democrats out and the media. Why is Bernie popular? Why is Bernie popular? Aside from free college and health care, why is Bernie popular? And if you take health care out of the mix, considering that with Obamacare, it's not necessarily free, but you can get coverage for $60. So if you're a young person, you could get coverage for $60 a month, $80 a month. So if you're, you know, realistic about life and you say, eh, nothing's free. Nothing's free. Or you already have health care. Or maybe you're one of those people that say, you know what? I don't need health care. If I get sick, I get sick. I go to the hospital. I go to emergency. Or I don't usually get sick. Or if I do, I go to urgent care. And it costs, you know, $100 anyways. So really what you're talking about is free college. So if you take that off the map, take it off the menu. Take that off the menu. What are the things that people love about Bernie? And what does Bernie always say that separates him from Hillary? What are the things that Bernie himself says that separate him from Hillary? Iraq, right? This whole debate right now of qualifications, who's qualified, who's not qualified. Hillary Clinton giving a denial, non-denial answer, non-answer about Bernie Sanders' qualifications and his plans and the fact that he doesn't have any ideas how to implement these plans and he's been in Congress for all these years and blah, 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 blah. And Bernie Sanders says, well, Hillary Clinton is not qualified to be president because she voted for the Iraq War. She voted for the worst military blunder in the history of our country. What's the second thing he says? Hillary Clinton is a slave to big banks. Hillary Clinton gives $500,000 speeches to big banks. Why? Why do big banks pay her $500,000? What's the other thing? Super PACs. Hillary Clinton is bought and paid super PACs. What's the fourth thing? Jobs and shipping our jobs overseas. Hillary Clinton's for NAFTA. Hillary Clinton was for the Trans-Pacific deal before she was against the Trans-Pacific deal, and we're still not even sure if she's against it. And ladies and gentlemen, everybody cheers those points. Am I wrong or am I right? Bernie Sanders has the enthusiasm. Bernie Sanders is getting the votes. Bernie Sanders is attacking Hillary Clinton on Iraq, shipping jobs across the United States and into Mexico, into China, into Beijing. The fact that she has super PACs. She's controlled by big money, and she's controlled by big banks. Those are the points that Bernie Sanders hammers home. Ladies and gentlemen, does that sound like anybody we know? Does that sound like anybody we know? It does, doesn't it? You kind of see where I'm going? You kind of see why I say the Democrats are terrified of Donald Trump. The media is terrified of Donald Trump. Do you understand that? Do you understand why the media doesn't say to Ted Cruz, hey, banking and the media, what does that have to do with politician? What are you saying? What do you do? Do you see why every day the media goes after Trump? Do you see why the narrative pre-Wisconsin was already set up? The narrative was going to be Trump's going to lose. It's going to be the end of his campaign. It's over. The media set that up 2 weeks before. If Donald Trump loses, it's done. If Donald Trump gets hammered, it's even more done. It's over. The Chris Matthews abortion question, that hypothetical trick question. The Corey Lewandowski situation. All of these things that got turned into mammoth, issues that you went, man, if you take these incidences and compare them to other situations, the other situations, as far as I'm concerned, were a lot more heavy than what's going on here from the coverage of the situation in Illinois, the protests, every single station covering what they called riots, and no one in the media talking about the fact that these were all paid. These were orchestrated by individuals like Bill Ayers. Nobody even pointed out that Bill Ayers, no one on CNN, no one on MSNBC, nobody on ABC, nobody pointed out Bill Ayers was part of this. Obama's old professor, Bill Ayers, a domestic terrorist. Nobody pointed this out. Everybody knows, whether it's in the media or it's the Democrats, they all know that Bernie Sanders has a message that is resonating with millions and millions and millions of people. And that message is the exact same message that Donald Trump has, which is resonating with millions and millions and millions of people. And he is the only one, as far as the Republicans go, that has that message. He's the only one that has that message. Do you realize if you have Trump versus Hillary, Trump carries on the exact same message that Bernie Sanders has been hammering her with? Do you realize that? Ted Cruz cannot talk about big banks. Ted Cruz can't talk about banks like Goldman Sachs. He can't talk about Hillary Clinton's ties to banks and Wall Street. His wife is tied to Wall Street. He can't bring up super PACs. He has super PACs. He can't bring up shipping jobs overseas. And he can't bring up Iraq. Ted Cruz can't do any of that. If they gave the nomination to Paul Ryan, he can't bring up any of this. All the things that have Bernie Sanders not just nipping at the high heels of Hillary Clinton, but grabbing her cankles, just grabbing them. Are all the issues that Donald Trump is talking about every single day and has millions and millions and millions and millions of people voting for him. People that were Democrats that are voting for him. People that never voted before that are registering and voting for him. People that are Republicans that voted 20 years ago and have been disgusted ever since that are voting for him. When Bernie Sanders says Hillary Clinton voted for the Iraq war and I didn't, and the crowd pops, remember, that was the whole thing with Obama and Hillary. Obama voted against it. Hillary voted for it. Now you could possibly have a general election where in front of, if it's Hillary against Trump and they're on the main stage for ABC, you probably will have 80 to 100 million people watching that debate. And you would actually have a Republican candidate saying, you voted for the worst war in the history of our country. There's wounded warriors all over the United States because of a war that you voted for. We have hospitals. We have VA hospitals that are not giving the treatment to our vets. People are dying, waiting online, that you have laughed about. You have laughed and said the problem is not that bad. You have been involved with Libya. You have been involved with Iraq. You have been involved in some of our worst military failures. That's coming from a Republican. Do you know how terrifying that is for the Democrats? You know how terrifying that is for the media? Remember, the media needs Hillary versus a Republican, who somebody that they can play. Listen, the media, for the most part, Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, all of those guys and girls, they all agree that the Iraq war was horrible. It was bad. It was disastrous. They all agree. What the hell kind of narrative are they going to spin when you have Donald Trump going after Hillary Clinton on the Iraq war? What's Don Lemon going to say? What's Anderson Cooper going to say? What's Brooke Baldwin going to say? What's David Axelrod going to say? What are all these people going to say? Sure, they're going to spin it the best they can, but it's going to kill them. Rachel Maddow, what's she going to say? Are they going to reverse themselves? Are they going to reverse themselves? Right now, they're applauding Bernie Sanders. Some of these people want Bernie Sanders. When Bernie Sanders talks about going after big banks, people like Elizabeth Warren applaud him. What the hell are they going to do when it's Donald Trump going, got to go after big banks? What do they do? What are they? The only thing they could come back to is, he wants to build a wall Yeah, I want to build a wall. I want to control illegal immigration because it's costing us jobs that Hillary Clinton has been part of shipping overseas. What do they say to that? Those are all the things that Bernie Sanders is hammering and winning on. Right now, Hillary Clinton is taking a beating. Right now, the Democrats are taking a beating from one of their own. And they're going to get out of this primary race. And they're going to wind up getting beaten over their heads with all these issues in the general. And that's why they're freaking out. That's why they are doing everything in their power to stop Donald Trump. Because he's the only one that will bring up the Iraq war. He's the only one that will talk about NAFTA. He's the only one that's going to talk about super PACs. That's his thing. I'm financing my own campaign. I don't have super PACs. Hillary, she's got super PACs. When Bernie Sanders says that, when Bernie Sanders says Hillary Clinton's not qualified because she takes millions of dollars from the big banks, and then Hillary Clinton goes, and this is her response. Think about this. Her response doesn't work against Trump. Her response is, well, if Bernie Sanders is saying that you cannot be qualified to be president if you take money from banks and super PACs, then what he's saying is President Obama is not qualified. And the crowd claps. Her supporters clap. What's she going to say when Donald Trump goes, you take money from big banks. You take money from super PACs. And she goes, well, and so did Obama. And he goes, yeah, Obama sucks. So did George Bush. Yeah, George Bush is a liar. Next, Hillary. What do you want to throw at me now? You're corrupt. And I gave you money, Hillary. I gave you money. Why did I give you money? Because I know that I bought you by giving you that money. I mean, this is a nightmare for the Democrats. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare for the media. And it's something that Republicans should be excited about. But why are they not excited? Because right now you're saying, Rob, if these are such slam dunk things, why aren't the Republican Party excited? They should be then saying, we want Trump. Because Trump doesn't give them anything back. Because Trump cuts all of them out. Because Trump, when he needs to hire the people that normally would be in line to get certain jobs, he doesn't get them. When people say, Trump, you need a press secretary. Yeah, okay, all right, I'll get one. No. How about Ari Fleischer? How about Dana Perino? What do you mean? Well, they're part of our core group. You need to throw... No, I'm going to get this person. Well, who's that person? Somebody that worked for me at my Trump International organization. They did my PR there. I'm going to make them be the press secretary. You can't do that. Why can't I? Well, because they're not part of our clique. Yeah, well, F your clique. That's why the Republicans don't want Trump. If Trump became president, he could cost the Republican establishment, I would say, anywhere between $10 and $25 billion. He would cost them billions. He would cost them billions. He would cost them billions. That's why they don't want him. If he played ball, it'd be done right now. If he sent Manford, the new delegate grabber that he hired, if he sent him to the powers that be, if he sent him to go meet with the backroom makers and shakers, if he had him go meet with the Koch brothers, because that's really, and I know you've heard that before, but it's not just them. The Koch brothers, the Zingers, the Crystals, Adelson to a lesser extent, only because I know Trump has dealt with Adelson. That's why you don't see Adelson dumping millions of dollars into anti-Trump propaganda. Remember, you got Adelson, you got Trump, and you got Phil Ruffin and Steve Wynn all together in Vegas. So Adelson doesn't want problems in Vegas. He doesn't want those three guys busting his chops in Vegas. It's a small place. He don't need that. But if Trump sent Manford down and to talk with all of these guys and say, okay, listen, get behind Trump, and I'm here to tell you, Trump said, you'll get 10 people, you'll get 10 people, you'll get 20 people, you'll get 20 people. If Manford went down and basically told the establishment, Trump will give them 100 jobs, 150 positions, they would all have Kasich and Cruz out tomorrow. They would have all the delegates released, and Trump would be the nominee. And you would see in the Trump sphere all of these people that were part of the establishment hierarchy. You would see an Ari Fleischer, or you would see a Dana Perino. You would see people that you saw 20 years ago or 15 years ago around Trump. Right now, when you see Trump and you see the people that are associated with Trump, have you ever heard or ever seen them before? Of course not. I mean, you see Amoroso from The Apprentice out on the campaign trail as a surrogate. Amoroso, an apprentice. Hope Hicks, Corey Lubinowski. I mean, these are people that basically were waiting for a break. They are people that have been working in the business trying to get a break, but they're not part of the establishment. They're not part of the establishment. They haven't been working for a senator for X amount of years or working for a network or whatever, part of the Bush family, part of the Clinton sphere. They don't have ties. They don't have a dad who's Jorge Ramos. So in turn, the daughter works for Hillary Clinton. They don't have that. So that's why the Republicans are pushing Trump away, even with all of these unbelievable positives. It's like, what's Hillary Clinton getting hammered on? Iraq, shipping jobs overseas, super PACs, and big banks. And those are all the things that Trump is strong on. And those are all the things that no other candidate can hammer Hillary Clinton on. All of those things, none of those other candidates can. I mean, Paul Ryan would have to stand there with his. Paul Ryan could never talk about banks. He could never talk about super PACs. He can never talk about shipping jobs. And he couldn't talk bad about Iraq. No Republican is allowed to talk bad about Iraq. But Trump does. No Republican talks bad about Iraq. They can't talk about unnecessary wars. They can't talk about, going into different countries and trying to, create democracy. I mean, everything that Hillary Clinton is getting beaten up about from Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump is doing the same thing in the Republican Party. He's doing the same thing. That is why the media is terrified. So if you take that, okay, and then you take the fact that Bernie Sanders has 30% of his people that say they will not vote for Hillary Clinton, and then you take the fact that Trump is pulling Democrats in, you have a recipe. You have a recipe for a Democrat disaster. And again, I don't give a crap about negatives. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter. We live in a time where opinions shift. We live in a time where people forgive. We live in a time. We live in a time where you get somebody, and I know this sounds silly, but just we live in a time where you get somebody like a Justin Bieber, who at one point is on top of the world, and then the next point is the biggest piece of crap, and people are putting out petitions to have him deported. He's peeing in buckets. He's peeing on pictures of I don't even presidents or popes or whatever the hell he's doing. I mean, he's basically banished from life. And then in a span of about a year, he's back being the most popular figure in the world. He's performing at Staples Center in the next 2 months to 4 days of sold-out shows. Staples Center holds about 17,000 people. So that's 50,000 people. America. America has a very, 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 very short attention span when it comes to past crappiness. It's very easy. It's very easy to go on a rehabilitation tour. Like I said, take a look at the 08 campaign with Obama. Take a look at some of the things that would have buried any candidate. And that was burying Obama. I remember the whole Reverend Wright thing. I mean, that was huge. And all of a sudden, Obama pulls out this. It was practically a prime time speech on race. That basically just buried everything. Just buried everything. Again, remember the race with Hillary? Remember the moment when he tells Hillary she's likable enough? Remember that? Yeah, you're likable enough. And people were like, whoa. And then you got Hillary crying. I just want to make, you know, this country great. Things shift, man. Things shift. People are emotional. People are very emotional. Something that was done today is something that doesn't matter 6 months from now. So when somebody goes, Trump, he 70% of the people don't like him. 70% of the people don't like him. He only has a favorable rating of 30% by women. He's done. Done. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We're nowhere near the general election. We're nowhere near the general. We're nowhere near a one-on-one match. So when you hear individuals say, the media gives Donald Trump a free pass, and Ted Cruz goes, the media wants Donald Trump because they know it's no. The media does not want Donald Trump. The Democrats don't want Donald Trump. Axelrod doesn't want Donald Trump. Van Jones doesn't want Donald Trump. They don't want Donald Trump because they know that Donald Trump could win. When you hear Obama starting to bash Trump, think about that. Obama is bashing Trump. When you hear Obama talk about people coming up to him at different fundraisers and private events going, please, please don't tell us that Trump is... Look, people, you have Democrats that go, could this happen? Could this happen? Is this real? Because the smart ones see what Bernie Sanders is doing to Hillary Clinton. The smart ones see what Bernie Sanders is doing to Clinton. And they go, man, he sounds just like Trump. He sounds just like Trump. And remember, everybody, and I said this 3, 4, 5 months ago. We even did an article about this. Remember, when everybody says Trump needs the Latino vote, he's not going to get the Latino vote. He's not going to. Listen, just like Democrats pander to the black folk when they're in South Carolina and they pit everybody against each other and they hope that one side doesn't realize that by the Democrat promoting certain issues that side has really hurts the other side. So it's a sum net loss, no gain, even, that's it, done, wash. Remember I said Trump doesn't need the Latino vote because the areas of the country that have the highest population of Latinos are not factors in the general election. Because at the end of the day, Trump's not going to win California. He's not going to win California. And about 30% of the Latino population is in California. And Texas has the other monster population. But the Republicans and the non-Latinos outweigh the Latinos, so it doesn't matter. It's a wash. They always go red. Trump can get the black vote. Forget the Black Lives Matter crap, okay? Forget that. Listen, they're attacking Bill Clinton. All right, they have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea what they want. And that just shows you that you can't say, "Oh, look at the Republicans. Look at Donald Trump. He can't get black votes. Look, they're protesting him. Look. Well, guess what? They're screaming at Bill Clinton yesterday. They're screaming at Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton screaming back at them. So it just shows you. Just shows you. Black Lives Matter is just there to create havoc. They're just there to be troublemakers. That's all. They're troublemakers. They get to hide behind the concept of being activists, plain and simple. The non-Black Lives Matter folks, your everyday working Black folk, Trump can get them. Trump can get them because Trump will tell them, if I build a wall, if I do the things that I want to do as it pertains to illegal immigration, there's going to be millions and millions and millions of jobs that are be available to you. And your unemployment is almost at 60%. And within my first year, I will bring the unemployment for Black folk from 60% down to 20%. And in my second year, to 10%. And in my third year, I will bring it down to the unemployment rate that we have here in this country at 5%. Because once illegal immigration is under control, there will be millions of jobs available to all of you, and not fruit picking jobs, as people like to say is the only ones that are available. Look at states like California and New York. Those are states that have raised the minimum wage to $15. $15. That's not for college-educated workers, low-education, low-skilled workers. So when California put the minimum wage at $15 and we have no control over our borders, who does that benefit? Who does that benefit? Exactly. So Trump can get the Black folk. He can get them, man. He can get them. And that's the other thing that scares the really, really smart media consultants, media conglomerates, and Democrats that know how the game is played. Trust me. Van Jones knows this. Van Jones knows this. He knows this. I don't like Van Jones. Think he's a douche, but he's smart. And I, like I said, I'm giving some of them too much credit, but Van Jones, behind his gruff, just douchiness, he's smart. He knows this. He knows that everything Bernie Sanders is attacking Hillary Clinton on and winning. Listen, when you have millions and millions and millions of people supporting you, and you have 30% of those people say they will not vote for Hillary Clinton, and all of those issues are Iraq, shipping jobs, NAFTA, super PACs, big banks, and those are all the things that Trump is running on, that scares the hell out of someone like Van Jones. And then when you put the immigration factor in, and you know Trump has the power to appeal to Black folk by saying, they are taking your jobs. And when they go, well, I don't want to pick fruit. And Trump goes, whoa. California, they just passed a $15 minimum wage hike. So that means all your fast food restaurants, all your warehouse jobs, it's not fruit picking. Convenience stores, Rite Aid, CVS, Those are all minimum wage jobs. They're not executive salary jobs. Those aren't executive set. Going to McDonald's, that's not a manager. Here's $60,000. That's minimum wage. So when Trump says to them, that's not fruit picking, that's not selling oranges by the street, those are jobs you can now get and send your kid to school because you could be making $600-$700 a week. And those are the jobs that illegals have right now. And if I get rid of them, you now can get what is rightfully yours as an American. Ladies and gentlemen, that's powerful. And Van Jones knows it's powerful. Van Jones knows that's powerful. And Van Jones knows that a lot of black folk get bamboozled. They get bamboozled. And they're fine with being told, don't worry, it will get better. Don't worry, it will get better. Don't worry, it will get better. You got to blame this person. You got to blame person. And Van Jones knows they go for it. So if you have someone like Trump who legitimately doesn't bamboozle and he could actually show the black folk, look, guys, let me show you how this is done. Just like Trump did with the paying for the wall that everybody is freaking out now. Everybody's freaking out because everybody goes, oh, Jesus, yeah, that would work. That would work. It would kick Mexico right in the balls, but it would work. We challenged Trump to give us a plan, and he did. It will work. Yeah, it will work. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear Obama, and I'm almost done, and I don't want to go way off on the immigration remittance payment, but you realize that any money, any transaction we do in this country is monitored. And you can't send money to certain countries with credit cards or certain things of that nature that have to do with gambling sites. Okay? There's certain... There's loopholes and there's hoops. Every transaction that is done in this country requires some form of paperwork. So when President Obama talks about crazy, wacky ideas, you can't make this stuff happen, he's trying to bamboozle you. Okay, he's trying to bamboozle you. Every transaction that we do in this country that involves money being sent somewhere with a service of some kind is monitored. So when Trump tells black folk, I will stop illegal immigration. I will install E-Verify. And all of these low-skilled, low-education jobs that are not available to you because illegals have them, are now going to be available. And it's not bamboozling them. It's not saying, see all this racism? See all these horrible things that are going on? I'm going to make them better. Me, the old white lady, is going to make them better. I know. There's been a black president for the last 7 years and a black administration, so to speak. Valerie Jarrett, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, yada, yada, yada. But I'm really going to change that. I'm really going to make that better. They're not going to be able to be bamboozled anymore. Trump can actually show them how it works and how it makes their lives better. So these are the things that make Democrats terrified of Trump. These are the things that make the media terrified of Trump. And that's what's happening. And that's why you see what you see happening. They're terrified.